Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast. This isn't a podcast, it's a news brief. News brief. Oh, man, we're still figuring all this stuff out,
it's
Larson.
It's all out of sorts, man.
Slowly, but sure. I did not go into the office today. I decided to stay home. Look at this, Friendo Club City. My friend over here has Friendo Club. You got Friendo Club. I got Friendo Club. We all got Friendo Club.
Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's great.
It's the new initiative.
It's the new initiative. Get the memo. Anyways, we got a couple new patrons I want to shout out.
Yes.
Real quick before we get started talking about the potential of my prediction about CM Punk coming back to wrestle in 2020. Let's see here.
Looking great for 2020.
Nothing's looking great for 2020, dude.
That's my point.
Dwayne Huff and Sylvester Silk. What a couple of great names there.
Great names.
Anyways, welcome. Thank you so much for your
thank
support.
Thank you.
We definitely appreciate it. So what's going on in the news?
Speaking of Phil Brooks, CM Punk, he was on the Swing and Misses podcast. Oh. That's a pretty good pun right there. And was asked what it would take for him to get back in the wrestling ring. This is what he had to say, transcripts courtesy of Fightful. Quote, the answer changes. It's a very fluid answer. Currently, if the business was right and I had somebody that motivated me across the ring for me, I think might be able to get it done. Nobody has dangled the correct carrot. As far as possible opponents, this is what Phil had to say. Quote, as far as people that I've worked with before, if there was a clean slate, if the money was right, I think a guy like Daniel Bryan, I would go, I would listen to your idea. If you said John Cena, I'd probably listen to your idea.
He loves John.
Yeah, he does love John. Rey Mysterio, I would listen to your idea. For people I haven't ever wrestled before, I think Will Ospreay, I would listen to your idea. There's a lot of moving parts. I'm busy doing other stuff, and nobody has found the right combination of ways to approach me. It's not all up to me, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to the people who actually run the company.
Ooh, so then, of course, the aerial assassin himself, Will Ospreay, he heard about this.
Yeah, man.
And he tweeted out, just an idea, and because we could all use something to focus on to get us through this hard time right now, save January 4th. Larson, what's January 4th?
Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, and get some reps in. Help the business move forward. Instead of being a spoke on the wheel, this might be clickbait, but a great white just bit. CM Punk.
Calling him out.
Throws the name out there. I don't think that money would be nearly as much in theory. And if he's being truthful here, I think the $20 to $25 million we've heard him say for WWE would probably be significantly less if he's serious about, and the idea was good for Will Ospreay. If he's actually telling the truth here and this is in his heart, I don't think the New Japan would have to worry about $20 to $25 million. It'd be a big payday. He'd be the most expensive guy on the card for Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. But I think $20 to $25 million, I kind of feel like that's the price tag if WWE came a calling. I think basically any other promotion, he's going to want a good chunk of money. But I don't think it would be nearly 20 to 25 million if it were New Japan or All Elite Wrestling. Although maybe All Elite Wrestling might take quite a bit too, because
they seem to
ruffle Phil's feathers a little bit.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the case. He didn't say none of his ideas included anybody in AEW.
No Kenny Omega, no right. John Moxley.
Right. But yeah, Will Ospreay. I mean, everybody said, and it's true. You know, last year he had. You know, as good a year as anybody.
Oh yeah.
You know, in terms of in-ring performance, probably had maybe even the best year of anybody. So that's an interesting little tidbit. Again, it'll probably go nowhere, but I don't know, man. I said my prediction was CM Punk's going to wrestle in 2020. It might be four. I might have undershot it by 4 days. January 4th might be the day we see in 2021 might be the day we see CM.
Don't
Punk.
Get your hopes up.
Back in the ring. Oh, my hopes, your hopes up. They're way up. At this point, I'd be happy to just get a gallon of normal milk.
What, are you doing milk?
I've got a lot of soy milk because people evidently don't want to, they're not rummaging, they're not hoarding soy milk.
Well, soy milk's not that bad.
No, I like it. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's not for me. It's for my kid. She eats a lot of cereal. So,
yeah.
You know, I got some low, some fat-free stuff for her. It's like cloudy water, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. That's
anyways.
True. Speaking of someone getting their hopes up to return to WWE, Alberto Del Rio's in the news again. If he be to be believed, he's near a return to the company. A couple of days ago, he did an interview. How do you pronounce this?
Where are we looking at? Oh, Nos Cayó La Noche. That means something of the night. Something of the night.
And he mentioned that he'd been in talks with WWE saying, quote, "We have been in communication. We have rebuilt the bridge. On their part, they were wrong on some decisions. And I also did some things wrong on my part. I am hoping that we could reach an agreement sometime this year or by the middle of this year. I'll be back." So pretty much soon after Fightful Select, which you should definitely go subscribe to Fightful Select. They do great, 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 great work.
So according to the internet, the direct translation is "We Fell the Night." That's a cool name. Sounds like cool. A cool band.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, Fightful Select, they're great. Go subscribe.
Yes.
They mentioned that one source told them that it was bullshit. And another source said, quote, "If Paige does nothing for WWE, she's more valuable to have around than anything he could do." And they said the company wouldn't risk making her uncomfortable by having him around at this point, though their current relationship, friendship, or whatever their terms are not known. Alex McCarthy from Talk Sports confirmed that report today, tweeting, "I'm told he, Triple H, absolutely did not reach out to Del Rio for what that's worth, nor did anyone." I'll be honest, man. I really would find it difficult for Triple H to think that this guy at all. But I don't know. Evidently, Triple H had an emotion in talent relations in somebody else's ballpark. So I don't know. So wait, what did he said? "We have rebuilt the bridge. On their part, they were wrong on some decisions." You don't. That's the last thing you say. You don't say that. They were wrong on some decisions.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, you gotta take it. This isn't the first time that he's alluded to a potential return.
No, it's funny because when this broke, Sean Ross Sapp tweeted out something like, "Well, it's that time of year again."
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe though. Maybe Alberto could be responsible for the WWE Twitter's hacking. If he's trying to get back in the company and he's blackmailing and using their Twitter account. That's a terrible segue because I don't think he barely knows how to use Periscope. So late yesterday, though, a weird tweet showed up on WWE's feed, which read, "The truth will be heard," but it was written mostly backwards with the T's upside down.
Yeah, it was weird.
And then the Twitter profile was also changed, reading "expose period watching," but "watching" was written like the way Mustache Mountain writes their tweets.
Yeah,
spaces in between the
each
letters.
Letter. Yeah. That was up for about 10 minutes. That was deleted. The tweet bio changed back to whatever it was prior. So, is this a hack or is this a storyline?
No, and yes. So all right. This was not a
hack.
Storyline. This was totally a storyline. Look, man, there is already that that the ring of light with the email behind it.
Yeah.
And then there's this. Look, if this was actually a hack, I have been hacked. My Twitter account has been hacked before. And that's not just an excuse for, my dick pics getting out. That hasn't happened yet. But mine has been hacked. And 9 times out of 10, it's very clear what the intentions are. They like try to direct you to their own Twitter account, their own, you know, they don't get mysterious with this stuff in general. No, like I've never seen a hack.
Certainly not. No,
this is silly. WWE knows full well that even if this thing is up for 10 minutes, that people will pay attention. They'll screen grab
it. They'll talk about it.
And will be talking about it. And fans will be talking about it. So I don't know. I still think that you're right. I think Killer Kross is NXT. That's different. Yeah. This is. Maybe this Mustafa Ali is now going to be rebranded as Solomon Crowe.
Solomon Crowe again, yeah.
Is also back on Impact doing the Solomon Crowe thing.
I know.
Sami Callihan is the...
he's a hacker now.
He's the hacker again. What was the main phrase?
It says ICU on the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's happening still. How many Impact tapings are there? Do they have in the can?
Seemingly a lot.
Yeah, they do that in bulk, man.
They do like 2 months at a time or something.
They're gonna be good for the summer. It's gonna be. We got the only company doing Impact reviews.
I know the only company with new wrestling content will be Impact. Apparently,
what a great. I mean, look, man. If they have like up through let's say they just did a taping like 2 weeks ago, they might be set for like a while.
Yeah, till May.
Good for them. Hopefully that's the case, man. I'll watch Impact.
I guess I could.
We're going to watch a bunch of... Dude, look, better that than a bunch of character profiles.
Yeah, I know, that, which is apparently what's going to be on NXT tonight. But before we get to that, we're trying something a little different here.
We got a new episode of Matt Chat that went up today.
Yeah, today. So we want people to watch that. So we're going to kind of give people a bit of a tease for what you can expect from Matt Chat. So for those who don't know, Matt Chat is our weekly show that's driven entirely by our patrons, the $20 tier. At that point, you can send in video questions of us every week on Matt Chat, which airs Wednesdays. We will answer those questions. So we got a question here exclusive to this particular here show that gives you a taste of what Matt Chat's all about. This is from Doc Hensla, the good doctor, has a question for us. Steve, you want to roll it?
I will do that right now.
Hey, Steven Larson. This is your favorite doc. Doc Hensla here with my Matt Chat question for the week. As you can tell, I'm wearing a face mask. Part of the COVID squad at my local hospital. So again, that's why I'm wearing this mask. But I was reading online, there are people out there that are hoarding Clorox, face masks, the like, just being real dicks. So my question for you guys is, who are the biggest dicks in wrestling? This can be all throughout wrestling history, but who are the biggest dicks in wrestling? Thanks.
That almost looped. Good thing it didn't. Anyways, so the question is, of course, who's the biggest a-hole, the biggest D-bag in wrestling, man? What's your answer?
I got three. First, thank you, Doc Hensla, for your question.
Thank you, Doc Hensla.
First, Fabulous Moolah.
He's on the COVID team, man. Mm-hmm. He's there doing the important stuff. Ooh.
That he is. Ooh. Fabulous Moolah. She did a lot of horrible
what a great
things.
Answer.
Horrible things.
What a great answer.
If you're not aware, by all means, look into it. It's extensive. It's horrifying. She's known as a bit of a wrestling legend, but man, she did a lot of horrible things.
All right. Before you go on to the next one, I'll go so that in case you took all my answers. The next one. So the biggest D in wrestling, of course, we're talking metaphorically speaking. I believe the biggest D in wrestling is actually Batista. Isn't that right?
Yeah. If legend is to be believed, yes.
But he's an incredibly cool guy. He is awesome.
Yeah, he seems like the coolest dude.
I love Batista.
Same.
So given Undertaker's recent appearance on the Broken Skull Sessions, I'm going to go with Buzz Sawyer. Because his introduction to pro wrestling training was via Buzz Sawyer. And if you just hear the small amount of interaction Undertaker had with this guy, he sounds like a nightmare human being. I think Undertaker even said something like he was lacking as a human being or something like that.
Paraphrasing, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he was definitely lacking as a human being. Answer number two I have here is Invader number one.
Oh, wow. Doesn't that go past just being a dick, though?
What, murdering?
Yes, he murdered Bruiser Brody.
I mean, you have to be
Bruiser Brody.
You have to be a dick to think that you could kill somebody.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's true. Okay. All right. That's
so Vader number one.
Yeah, he killed somebody. Yeah, sure. I mean, dude, this is kind of easy, man. I mean, to me, it's Vince. I mean, good Lord. I was watching to do some research for 10 for the Win. I was watching his appearance on Donahue from all the way back.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're talking about the steroid trial and then, of course, the sexual harassment allegations. And good Lord, man, it was like, I'm not going to say peak because I don't know when Vince being a dick peaked.
Watch his interview with Bob Costas.
Yeah, that might be it. But I think there might be like a solid two decades, the entirety of the 80s, the entirety of the 90s, when this guy's dick meter was just off the charts.
Yes.
Vince.
Yes. Yeah, Vince. My third answer, Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Said a lot of horrible, horrible, horrible things.
Oh, awful. Yeah.
Horrible things.
You know what? Here's my thing, though. I think everybody we mentioned so far is probably varying levels of criminally dick, right? So like the stuff that if the allegations about Mula are correct, that's like criminal status right there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Vince McMahon, I guarantee you, I'm just like, this is pure speculation. I'd be surprised if he wasn't criminally a dick at some points. I mean, the steroid stuff. I mean, there wasn't enough evidence against him, I guess, whatever. Invader killed a guy. And then who else will we mention? Oh, Buzz Sawyer. I don't know. Probably.
Well, he sounds like he ripped off the Undertaker for some money.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Taking money for training the skipping town.
There you go. That's a dick move. I'm going to say this though, in terms of who's been the biggest dick in wrestling, maybe Shawn Michaels without crossing a certain line. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anything Shawn Michaels ever did could be considered criminal, but he definitely was a prime dick in wrestling, and I think even he admits that.
Yeah, I think what we can glean from all this is that the list is long.
Oh yeah,
of jerks and reprehensible people in the wrestling industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyways, we got some AEW, and thanks again, Doc. AEW and NXT previews tonight. On NXT, we've got some wonderful character profiles, but no wrestling evidence.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise for everybody what we get in there. One thing we can expect is no wrestling matches. Yeah. However, on AEW, they're advertising three.
Nice.
First, six-man tag team action, Inner Circle versus the Elite. Whoever wins this match gets the advantage for the Blood and Guts match the following week.
All right, cool. And this is happening from Daily Place, right?
Correct.
All right, fun times. And then what else?
Next, Lucha Brothers taking on Best Friends.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then The Butcher and the Blade versus Jurassic Express.
Okay.
Four tag matches. That's all that's been advertised thus far.
Okay. Well, that's good
NXT,
stuff.
NXT, who knows what we're going to get?
Character profiles. Documentary character profiles, footage. It might be interviews. Good. What if, like, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what they're going to do. We got some figuring out to do. WWE has some figuring out to do.
Well, and I think for us, we're going to do an AEW NXT joint recap.
A super show? I'd be down for that.
Because if we do an NXT one by itself, it'll probably be all about 10 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, we could do like two. Yeah, no, we can't do that. Yeah, we'll probably do a joint thing.
Yeah. Anyway,
it worked for our Raw review yesterday when we did Broken Skull and Raw. So I don't know. Maybe, you know what, dude? Maybe we'll learn some lessons during this. Who knows? Maybe we'll just be happy. We don't have to pay rent in the office anymore. We'll just do all this stuff from home.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Maybe.
Why not?
We'll see. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.